This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 251 for Wednesday, February 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is a weaker Wednesday morning, pressured by losses in world vegetable oil futures. Canola is down by 30 cents to over $11. The nearby March contract down 11.20 at $694.10 per ton. New crop November down 2.20 at $552.60. Malaysian palm oil futures dropped sharply overnight as India raised import taxes on crude palm oil. Chicago soy oil futures were also down Wednesday morning. Overbought price sentiment and speculative profit-taking contributed to the declines in canola, but ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand going forward did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 2 cents in the March contract at $13.52 per bushel. After dryness in South America boosted soybean prices earlier in the year, recent moisture in Brazil is coming right as harvest is set to get underway. While that precipitation is needed in the long run, the possibility of harvest delays at this time of year did provide some support helping limit the losses. However, that weakness in global vegetable oil markets did pressure beans, as did overnight declines in Chinese soybean futures. Corn, it's down to start the day, tracking wheat to some extent, 5 cents lower in the March contract at $5.38 per bushel. Speculative long liquidation was a feature as corn backs away from its recently hit multi-year highs. A lack of any fresh export news also weighed on prices after solid business over the past 2 weeks had sent corn prices higher. Wheat futures are down. The Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in the March contract at $6.11 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in March at $6.04 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 18 cents in the March contract at $6.26 per bushel. The U.S. dollar index is trading at its highest level in 2 months this morning. That makes U.S. wheat exports more expensive for international buyers. Improving moisture conditions in U.S. winter wheat growing regions were also bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.